Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast, everyone. I'm your friendly co-host, Carlene. I'm here with Jill Dunn. Hey, Jill.
Hey, Carlene. So, you know, our listeners who've been along for this ride, they know that we're beauty editors turned podcasters. And they probably also know by now that we are not makeup artists, but that surprises some people. And I am not ashamed to admit that I'm sitting here with my makeup bag open and she's looking a little dusty. Mm-hmm. She's looking a little like she needs some TLC. And whenever I feel like that, I feel like there's probably some of our Breaking Beauty Pod fam that feels that way too and needs a little love in their makeup bag. So the topic of today's discussion is all about sort of a makeup bag makeover for the fall.
That's right. And we've called in the perfect guest on this topic. It's everyone's personal makeup artist, Jamie Makeup, aka Jamie Greenberg. And Jamie works with, honestly, the real ones in Hollywood. That's kind of how I like to call this clique, if you will. Busy Phillips, Mindy Kaling, Kaylee Cuoco, Tracee Ellis Ross. It's like she knows these kind of like real women tricks to looking beautiful really fast. And I'm personally a big fan of her Instagram and her reels where she takes like kind of crazy sounding TikTok trends and tries them on herself to see if they really work. So that really appeals to me because I just can't wear like the really high-end like YouTube makeup. So I just think she's perfect for like the 5-minute glam, the everyday makeup look, how to build your perfect makeup bag.
Yeah. And of course, she's got that celebrity inspo on lock too. I mean, I know she's working with Kristen Stewart. She was just at the Telluride Film Festival where Kristen Stewart's playing Lady Diana. Mm-hmm. And it's like that whole Spencer press tour. And oh my gosh, the looks. I was just starved for that celebrity red carpet stuff. Yeah. And Jamie was serving that up on her Instagram too. So she can kind of do both the glam and the real women stuff.
And she's also really great at like helping to minimize your beauty routine, just focusing on what is good. And that's what we're all about on our show. So Jamie actually launched her first product under the name Jamie Makeup earlier this year. It's a hybrid of a blush and a highlighter in one called the Blylighter. There's 5 shades. It's vegan and cruelty-free. And we're going to hear about that on today's episode as well.
Yeah, it's like that creamy texture that just goes on so seamlessly. So, so good. So yeah, Jamie is going to tell us today, like what's good right now that we need in our makeup kit. If you need a little bit of inspo, she's here to serve it up. So we're going to hear about the indie, the drugstore, and the luxury must-haves that she recommends to build your perfect makeup bag. So that's everything from face products that suit your skin tone and texture, the eyeshadow hack that she's loving, and you know, affordable buys that she uses on her celeb clients and on real women alike. And of course, every single thing that we mentioned in our chat with Jamie today, we're going to recap it over on our website, which is breakingbeautypodcast.com.
Here she is, Jamie Greenberg. This episode is brought to you in part by PayPal. So I remember last year, I was putting together a big fashion trend report for a client. And one of the fashion trends were these teeny tiny purses. We're talking just like phone holders and phone holder necklaces. And I thought it looked so funny at the time. But sure enough, throughout the pandemic, I pretty much ditched my big designer handbag when I was going into stores. As long as I had my mask, my phone, and my card, that's all I needed. But sure enough, the cards are flying around, and it wasn't long before I went into a coffee shop and whoops, forgot my card. But you notice you never forget your phone. Am I right? That's like an extra limb. That's why having the ability to pay for things with your phone is next level genius. And great news, PayPal QR code payments are now accepted at CVS stores nationwide. So it's super easy to make touch-free payments with just your phone. And hot tip, you get $10 cash back on your first in-store QR code payment of $20 or more, which is really easy to get to because we know you're going to run in for like a pack of condoms and come out with lip gloss and mascara and the rest of it as well. That always happens at CVS because it's all right there. It's too convenient. Jill and I have used PayPal for years for Breaking Beauty, so we totally trust it. And I love that now I can use it in stores and feel better knowing I'm getting the same level of security with just a few taps in the store. My card doesn't even have to touch a device. No buttons are pushed. It's completely touchless, which I really like. To get $10 cash back on your first transaction of $20 or more, just head to your local CVS and pay using your PayPal or Venmo app. That's $10 cash back on your first purchase of $20 or more with the PayPal or Venmo app. To see terms and learn more about how to earn $10 cash back, go to paypal.com/beauty. That's paypal.com/beauty. And now back to today's show.
You know those things we do all day, every day as people that we're not even paying attention to? But once we do pay attention, they're kind of ridiculous and hilarious. That's what we look at on my new podcast series, Social Studies. I'm your host, Jenna Kingsley, writer, comic, and creator. And I promise you, this is nothing like the social studies you learned in school. And feel free to follow along on Instagram at Jenna Kingsley. I look forward to seeing you guys soon.
So let's talk about the most foundational of all products, base products. What's the number one product every person should have in their cosmetics case, in your opinion, and why?
So I am a big believer of some sort of quickie foundation. And what I mean by that is not a full coverage and not the lightest thing you've ever seen. Something that you can smear on and you're going to go, you know, pick up the mail or you're going to go run out to get a prescription or what, I don't know what you're doing in your day, but it's the quickie. Mm-hmm. So it's something that you can put on that evens out your skin tone, that if you put nothing else on, you still just look put together, you know?
Pull your hair back.
Yeah.
Lazy/busy. I want this. What am I smearing on?
So there's a couple of things that I have found have really, you know, stood the test of time and things that I keep going back. Because as you guys know, there's something new on the market every day. We try stuff, we fall in love and stuff, but I seem to go back to the same two things. And my go-tos would be Armani. This one, I have it right here. The Luminous Silk, which is not too light, but not too heavy. I can't quit it. I can't quit
wearing it right now.
That's what I mean. It's just a couple pumps and you just throw it on and it really just evens out your skin tone. It has a luminosity. It's not too dewy, but it's not too matte. And I can't stop. I can't quit you. And another one,
don't
I can't
ever
quit.
Change, Armani.
Don't ever change.
Don't
I
ever
know.
Change.
Don't sell to someone and change your formula. I'm seeing a lot of dupes too. Now people are trying to dupe that. You can tell, but no one does it better. So it's expensive, but it's worth it.
I will pipe in and say a decent dupe, a very good dupe, is actually the Maybelline Dream Radiant Liquid Foundation.
Ooh.
For that same texture. And it's also owned by L'Oreal, which also owns Armani. So in my experience, if I were to say there was a drugstore dupe for that, that would be it.
I love that. Okay. So I'm going to tell you two more that I just am obsessed with. The It Cosmetics CC Cream. little heavier coverage, but again, just a formula that is forgiving, that you can put, smear it everywhere. And mm-hmm. it evens out very quickly. It doesn't turn after 5 minutes. I mean the color. Sometimes we put on things that maybe the color changes and oxidizes, turns a little more orange. So tried and true, love.
Mm-hmm. It's like the classic formula, right? Because are there two now?
I think there is two. There's three.
Oh. Yeah. So it's the classic to go to,
the gray
right?
one.
The first okay. one that came out that only had like 5 shades, and now they have a lot more shades, thank goodness. Mm-hmm. So
right.
everyone can enjoy it. And then a new brand that I am really obsessed with, drugstore, a company called Joa. Have you guys heard of Joa?
Yes.
Yeah. So this is their tinted luminizer, and it comes with a built-in brush, and it's a stick formula, and you put it on.
This is well-loved, you guys. It's like all messy around the edges. It's very well loved.
So you can tell I'm not lying, but you can see it's the same thing. It evens it out, but it's like so beautiful. Like it's got this great luminosity. It looks like my skin, and I'm obsessed with it.
And it's okay. in a stick.
I have to question how many shades are in this one.
A lot.
Really?
A lot.
Okay.
Yes. A lot.
I'm a believer. Okay.
Yep.
I need to try that. They're a pretty good price point, right?
Great price point. Yeah. I think this is like $9.99.
Yeah.
That's a drugstore brand. For
amazing.
Sure.
Yep.
Love it. Okay.
And I love the built-in brush.
In your opinion, what's the best holy grail foundation for oily skin?
So for oily skin. So the main thing I like for oily skin is a primer. So something that is going to absorb oil. The other thing you have to make sure is that you're not starving your skin. So don't starve your skin. And I'm sure you've talked about this before a million times. So make sure you're still, instead of stripping your skin, you're still giving it moisture, because then it's going to slow down the production of the oil. So for me, it's about finding some sort of great primer that's going to mattify you. And then I've noticed that you can take on, like there's a couple clients that are really serious about a matte complexion. They don't want any shine. So there's a couple things that I use. I do like Cover FX has a mattifying primer that I really like. Laura Mercier has one that I really like. And actually Maybelline has one that I really like. It's funny. Maybelline has a lot of really great products. And then it's about just finding, you know, I know you want an answer, but it's I'm a mixologist when it comes to stuff like that. So there's one client that wants matte skin, has acne, oily skin, very problematic skin. And I'll tell you, the only thing that works for her that looks good is Temp 2. And I don't know if anyone out there has used it. It's an airbrush foundation. It used to be really, you know, advanced, but now they've made it so easy. You pop in the capsule. They're very good. If you DM them, they'll get back to you. And if you have questions about it, but she now can, I introduced it to her and now she can do it herself and she loves it. And so that to me is a really good option if you have a lot of texture in your skin.
I'm just going to give a quick shout out for a great foundation for people with oily skin. It's the Huda Beauty hashtag Faux Filter Luminous Matte Foundation. It's quite full coverage, but they just reformulated it and there's no shine. It feels really amazing on the skin. And I think people would like it if you have oily complexion.
I got to try that.
Speaking from an oily skin person, right, Jill?
If there's one tool people need in their makeup bag to do their face, is it a specific brush or is it just the beauty blender or it's just your fingers? What do you say?
Okay, so there is two things that I like love. There's a new brush that just came that I'm really into as well. But so do you guys know Anissa?
Yep, I've got some here.
I've had a million brushes, but this Pinnacle foundation brush, I really can't stop. Actually, today is their 2-year birthday. So happy birthday, Anissa. But what I love about this, they do make a concealer brush, but what I love about this is for anyone who's on the go or gets ready in the dark, has terrible lighting, doesn't want to make a mistake. This is the type of brush that you can put it on, blend, but also you can bring it down your neck so you have no lines of demarcation. You can really scoop it under your eye. It's a really forgiving bristled brush and it does a lot for such a big brush. This is in every makeup bag. I give it to every client. I'm obsessed with it. And then of course the beauty blender to me is like, if you don't want to do an extra step, just use that. But the beauty blender to me, I use on every one of my clients and I use it on myself. So those are the two things. Everything else I can like kind of fumper through with my fingers. Those two brushes, I am, because if your complexion looks good, you don't need as much makeup. I'm talking if you're not a makeup person, so to speak, like not like your Friday night look, but if you're living in a 3-4 world, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Got it. That's me. So I love this. A quick word from one of today's show partners, Thursday Plantation. You know, it's not always necessary to reinvent the wheel when it comes to safe and effective beauty treatments. That's why the top shelf in our house includes Australia's best-kept beauty secret, Thursday Plantation. Established in 1976, Thursday Plantation is pretty much a household name in Australia. It's who everybody thinks of when they're looking for naturally derived products using powerful natural oils like tea tree oil. In fact, they were one of the first commercial tea tree oil companies in the world. And tea tree oil was one of my first remedies I personally used as a teenager to treat my whiteheads, thanks to tea tree oil's antiseptic properties. It's like a time-honored tradition. But tea tree oil has come a long way since my high school days in Clarkson, Ontario. Aside from the straight-up oil we already know and love, 100% pure Australian-grown tea tree oil can be found across their whole range of skincare products. From the foaming face wash to the toner to the face cream, so you can build an entire glowing skincare routine for oily and acne-prone skin that's effective yet all natural with zero animal testing. Find out why Thursday Plantation is the number one natural brand for acne-prone skin in Australia, helping Canadians find clearer-looking skin since the 90s. Get 15% off by visiting ThursdayPlantationCanada.ca with promo code BEAUTY15. We'll link to this offer on our blog and in our show notes. That's 15% off at ThursdayPlantationCanada.ca using code BEAUTY15. And now back to our guest. So now that we have your bases covered, what's next? What's the next must-have in your perfect makeup bag?
So obviously, if you're into brows, I think brows are so popular. I don't have much brow, never have, never will, but I do fill in my brows. So it's really up to you if you're into that or not. You could skip this step. Some people just have great bushy brows. They don't need to do it, but brows really do frame the face. Today, all I have on is brows and a little bit of, actually, that's it, and half a face of Joa. So brows really just frame my face and make me look more symmetrical. And so I love a good brow. And now they have like brow tints that you can use to brush through. And they have so many different things you can use. But I love a good brow. So I think framing your face with a brow is good.
And what's your go-to?
I kind of am going back and forth right now. Beauty Counter has some great colored gels. And then also Kosas just came out with brow pencils that I actually really like. They're great. These are called Brow Pop.
Okay.
Oh. Brow Pop. The Beauty Counter is called, you're too old to read our label. Oh, straight up brow gel. And then this brand, have you guys heard of Dalton?
Yes.
No.
Okay. I love their Overachiever, which is so funny. Their gel and their pencils are amazing. I love this brand. It's kind of the sleeper brand, but I found them a while ago and their products are insane.
Okay, so you've got your brows on, you've got your base on. What else, Jamie? Like, I feel like especially women who want to do that like 5-minute face, they want like a blush or a contouring moment. Like, is that something else you would recommend? And what are your faves right now?
So, I mean, I have to plug my own brand and it's why I created it. So I created something called the Blylighter, which is a blush highlighter hybrid, but you can also use on your eyes, cheeks, and lips. But it's really was, you know, the impetus was the cheeks, but I'm just going to do a little show you guys. So you can take a little dab. You have to smile. You have to smile before you put on my product. So you smile already, your day is better. And you take a little, dab it on the cheeks and blend. You really can't mess up. And then I would take the same color and just kind of throw it on the lid and you can bring it up to the brow bones. So you're, you know, blending and you like literally have this great monochromatic look. Now you can do this with many things, many products. I'm a big fan of mine. I'm a big fan of Tower 28. I'm a big fan of the OG of Stila convertibles, color convertibles. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're the OG. Mine has like a luminosity to it. So, you know, and it's also kind of foolproof. You can't really mess up because if you mess up, you just blend away. And for those of you out there that just can't be bothered, I mean, you can also always take a lipstick and just throw it on your cheeks. I wouldn't put it on your lid. There's a lot of like chemical issues with color, but you know, if you're looking for the two or the three in ones, that's how I would roll.
Yeah. I love the shades of your Blylighters. I got a few of them and I love that kind of like warm brick tones and the corals and stuff. I just think they're so, so flattering, bring a little warmth into the fall. So I love that. And who's like the biggest fan of your clients of the Blylighters and what's the shade they're always wearing when they do their own makeup and you're not around?
Okay. So that's going to be a tough one because they're all fighting over me. They won't stop. So I think Kaylee Cuoco loves the nude one and the pink one. She likes to mix the nude one and the pink one. Chelsea Handler is really into the coral one and the nude one. Rashida Jones is loving the new penny one. She's like, she was really into the nude. Now she's in the penny. She also likes cherry. Nice. And yeah, I mean, I can go on. I'm name dropping you guys.
There you go.
Name dropping.
Okay. They're legit. They're officially legit.
Hold on. I got to pick up these names. I dropped them on the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this is awesome. This is so fun. It's like we're peeking inside your makeup kit right now.
I
absolutely
love
it. So, okay, we got to talk about eyes, eyeshadows. I mean, I think the number one thing people say is like, I don't know how to do my eyeshadow. So like either they just skip it or they just like wear mascara and like call it a day. But is there something that you think is an essential in the eyeshadow category that should be in your bag, like a palette of neutrals or textures, or what do you think?
Yeah, I think that brands are doing such a good job of creating little palettes that aren't overwhelming. I mean, they might be, but once you get the hang of it, like Bare Minerals just came out. I just happen to like this one. This is the Burnished. It's a neutral palette. It has, you know, everything neutral, but you could do a light eye, you could do a smoky eye. And when you buy a palette, you don't have to feel peer pressure to use more than one color. You can just swipe one color on your lid, blend it into your crease and call it a day. Or if you want to get more creative, you can do that too. Also, Charlotte Tilbury has some really great, just accessible four color palettes that I really love. Her nude palettes, Pillow Talk collection, just really easy to use. But I think if you are, you know, feeling overwhelmed and you're really a one color person, I love like the OG Caviar Sticks from Laura Mercier. Ilia, if you're into natural makeup, just came out. And I think they did a really good job of creating a really nice swipe, just a one swiper. And I think there's a trend that's going on TikTok that I've actually posted and did myself. So most people have a really hard time doing a smoky eye. Most novices think black, the more the better, and then they look like a raccoon and they don't understand. So the whole thing is you swipe one dark color down the outside where your eye kind of ends, like if I'm making any sense. I know this is a visual medium, guys, but we're on.
So like a vertical stripe.
So a vertical stripe, almost like a cat eye, right? But like thick eyeshadow. And then you swipe a medium color of your choice. Let's say you're going for like a smoky eye. Let's say I did dark brown on the outside. And then in the middle, I do like a pink. And then in the corner of my eyes, I do some sort of like white or frost or taupe frost or something. And then you take a clean blending brush and you blend back and forth. And then you have this beautiful gradation of color going from light to dark that really works. And I've tried it a couple times. I will tell everybody out there that I am the firmest believer in eye primers. So if you want things to last and you want things to show up, a lot of times we'll buy an eyeshadow that's like super bold and you get it home and you put it on your, like I have hooded oily lids. Yeah, you'll put it on and you'll be like, what is happening? It's spotty. It's weird. So if you want to even the canvas of your eye, get a great eye primer. I'll tell you my top three eye primers are right now. My favorites are Lorac. It's called Behind the Scenes Eye Primer. I love Hourglass's Veil. Smashbox. And I love Smashbox too because they have a wide variety of colors so that you can, if your skin type, because you know, the same, they're not universal. So if you have darker skin, you need something a little bit darker. So they have, and they're so good, you guys. They will suck up. There's usually kaolin, which is a derivative of clay in them. So they suck up any sort of oil that you have. So if you're like somebody who the eyeshadow kind of just turns into like one line in your crease, that won't happen. Or if it does happen, it'll happen way later in the day. And it just makes your colors bold. So if you are having a lot of trouble, even if you're like, I blend, I do this, like you might just need an eye primer, you know, to prime before you put on the paint.
That's, That's a great suggestion. And speaking of Lorac, somebody sent me their full collection recent. Well, not a full, but like a, I don't know, an eyeshadow palette, the mascara. And I thought they were like dead. I hadn't heard of Lorac in so long. And the eyeshadow palette is so good. And the mascara is also really good. I've been wearing it for the past month.
I will give a shout out to their mascara. My client, Jane Levy, who just did Zoe's playlist, Infinite. Is that the one? Is that the name? I watched the show 2 seasons. Such a good show. But I gave it to her and she is obsessed. She also loves the mascara. Yeah. And it's like funny when people tell me like what's working for them. Mm, and you're right.
Definitely.
And I still stand by. I have it right next to me in my drawer. Their Pro Mega kit. It's the Los Angeles Pro Mega kit. Like number 3 is my one of my favorite of all times. I keep getting new ones because I get it so messy. But yeah, they're still around. They're still kicking and their stuff is good.
Yeah, I feel like they maybe reformulated or something happened, or maybe they're coming up again. But I'm not a pro makeup artist by any means, and eyeshadow is my weakest ability. But I was like, is it just me? I feel like these are really good. Just like really good color payoff, really nice blend and great colors.
A quick pause to hear about a cool new way to shop beauty product finds. So thanks to our guest, Jamie, today, I'm getting really inspired to upgrade my makeup bag for fall with some new finds. And I want to introduce you all to a new way to shop for the best in beauty. And that's called the Flip Beauty Shopping app. So think of this, you guys, if TikTok and Amazon had a baby, voila, you would have Flip. So the Flip Beauty Shopping app, it's a place to hear honest reviews, the good, the bad, the in-between. And the app lets you scroll through real customer video reviews about products they've shopped on the Flip app. Plus, you can watch live interactive shows, very cool, with beauty and skincare experts. So they feature celeb makeup artists and industry trendsetters. They'll give you the inside scoop on every brand and product, all from your phone. The best part is you can shop the featured products live with one click during and after the show. I was honestly really impressed with their roster of brands. They have everything from Hourglass Cosmetics to Joanna Vargas Skincare, Dr. Jart, Jason Wu Beauty, to name a few. There's actually more than 200 brands to shop. All of that, and they offer free shipping and returns. It's everything you want. Shipping, rewards, returns, all in a two-click process. Plus, the prices are great too. So Flip has a special offer just for our Breaking Beauty listeners. Download the Flip Beauty Shopping app today. That's spelled F-L-I-P in the Apple App Store and or the Google Play Store today. Simply search Flip Beauty Shopping app. You can use our code GLAM30 for 30% off towards your first purchase plus free shipping. Once again, you download the Flip Beauty Shopping app and use our code GLAM30 for 30% off toward your first purchase. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website. Now back to today's guest.
I'm curious if you have any tips about finding the perfect everyday palette for like, you know, your skin tone, your hair color, like what are some rules of thumb for like the real women out there, the real people out there who just want to, you know, are looking for that holy grail?
I think you have to look at what colors are in your wardrobe. If you are wearing, you know, if you're just somebody that's always in bold colors, then obviously bold colors look good on you. You know, if you're somebody who has a very like neutral landscape in your closet, that's probably what you're used to and look good in. So I think, you know, you just think about it, like going shopping with my mom and she'd be like, oh my God, that color looks good on you. And like, you know, 100 years later, I'm like, wait, it also looks good on my eyes. So I think that it's great to have a neutral palette that is going to be something that is for the quickie, the day palette. And then to take any day palette into night, you really only need a couple bold colors. You know, this is like basics, not if you're going for something super like editorial or like you're doing a rainbow or whatever. I'm saying like, I could take, you know, any sort of like brown shimmery taupe and swipe it on my eye. Like even my, like the Blylighter color that I put on, like there it is. And then if you just can find like any sort of like dark brown or dark black and you start messing with it, like I can just even use my finger and put it in the corner and blend it, you know, you are like ready to go, like a little mascara and, and that's all you need. I think people just get so overwhelmed by the 800 colors that are being flashed to them. And it's really, if you break it down, it's not that serious. Like it's way easier than we make it. And, you know, I think if you just take a, like, again, just makeup meditation, just take a break and just cancel out the noise. And it's important when you're getting your routine together to just sit there and decide, like, this is what I want to do. And if you do it with a girlfriend or a boyfriend, like whoever, you know, is honest with you, it can be a really fun just thing to do with somebody and just be like, this is my signature day look. And this is my signature night look. And then you can kind of, it's like a recipe. Some days you can add, you know, nuts and chocolate chips to the cookie, and some days you don't have to. But once you get down the basics, you can really, mm-hmm. you know, just work faster and smarter and more creatively.
And honestly, I think another tip for finding, you know, the right shade of taupe or like specific recommendations, and I got this tip from Jill actually, was like, you know, you follow makeup artists on Instagram where you just like their work, and that's one thing. But she's like, I always follow Katie Jane Hughes because she has my eye color and like a relatively similar hair color and skin tone. Sam Chapman. Sorry.
Yeah.
And I started thinking like that, and I was like, oh, I really need to find who's going to be my makeup artist who like most closely, and it might be you, Jamie, because we both have hooded eyes, oily eyelids. Similar, possibly skin tone, eye color, hair color.
Yes.
I feel like you could be my Insta makeup twin.
It would be my
I don't know.
Pleasure.
I might start following you.
It would be my pleasure. Really.
I mean, I'm following you already. I just mean following your every move.
Yes, let's do it.
Your every eyeshadow move. So that's a hot tip. But I honestly love this new era of makeup artists where they're not just showing their portfolio, but themselves, yourself included, like doing the makeup, because that's way more helpful for somebody like me who's looking for help. And that really, you do see that, you know, there's makeup artists who don't do that and makeup artists who do. And I just thank you guys for honestly.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service. Thank you for having a naked face and then doing it on for us.
So we want to talk a little bit about mascara, because I know so many makeup artists and, you know, beauty buffs, they're mixing and matching mascaras, or they have their ride or die. But I mean, I think people are still always searching for their next holy grail, because just based on the sheer volume of mascaras that come out, like obviously people are buying new ones and trying new ones all the time. So what makes an amazing mascara to you as a professional? And which one would you suggest that our listeners go out and buy?
Right now in my personal kit, some can believe the hype or not, but this Thrive mascara. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about it.
A capsule formula. It makes mm-hmm. these capsules around your eyes. And it is, to me, fantastic. It doesn't shed. It volumizes. It lengthens. It thickens. I like the packaging because it's like kind of feels rich, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh, I like everything.
It feels
rich.
Like it's just like heavy and I love it.
Okay, but what is cap? What do you mean by capsules? Is it like tubing?
Like a tubing. Yeah, a tubing.
Okay.
So like the old school.
Yeah, so it surrounds
Blink
your lash.
Or Trish McAvoy were mm-hmm. like the innovators of that 100 years ago. But this one to me is great. And then at night you forget that you have it on. And when it comes off, you're like, oh my God, my eyelashes are falling in the sink. But it's not. So I really love that one. Beauty Counter just came out with a clean formula that I think is great. Clean formulas are a little tough, but some are better than others. Mm-hmm. The Kosas is really inky and really thick. So if you're looking mm-hmm. to really like thicken, but I really do like, there's like a bunch. I mean, even the pop-up lashes from Charlotte Tilbury that just came out. This one works really well. I'm looking to see if I have any. Oh, you guys, I have to say Joa, the Lash Up Rising. Also, you know, it's something great is that Joa makes the Lash Up Rising. They make mm-hmm. a primer too. And if you're somebody that like really has a hard time with your lashes, using a primer on your lashes will make a big difference as well. So it's like usually like a white formula that you put on, and it will kind of create these faux lashes over your lashes. You let it dry and then you put on a mascara. So they had this, like they came out with a primer and a Lash Up Rising. I don't know where my primer is. I do use it.
I always wondered if primers were like a scam, if it was just kind of forcing you to put another layer on, you know, just building up the chunk.
Yes. Now, if you have lashes, then you would think that. I have no lashes. Mm-hmm. Mine are straight and they're,
yeah.
I mean, you can see there's like nothing there. They're so sparse. So when it works on me, I'm like, ah, So I'm big into curling a lash,
yeah,
putting a primer on, and then putting this on for that extra step if you want it.
Let's move on to lips. What would be a good everyday lip product or lip system? Like, what are a few must-haves in the makeup bag?
So when I'm not wearing a lip color, I am fully full-on, never-ending, putting lip balm on my lips. It's just like how I roll, like night, day. Every orifice of every room has some sort of balm in it. So I love a balm. Right now I'm loving Smith & Colt's lip balm. It's CBD lip balm.
Okay.
It's just really hydrating. And if you wear it overnight, your lips are super hydrated by the morning. So if you're looking for your lipstick to stay on all day and never move, then I would go for the Super Stay Ink Crayon by Maybelline. I love it. I think it's gorgeous. They have it in really...
I love those.
Yeah, these just don't move.
Yeah. Hold up that bin, please.
Red.
I'd like to see your bin. Oh, yeah. Guys, it's brimming, okay? And so she went right for the Maybelline.
I went for the Maybelline.
We keep holding up the same products. This is hilarious. Like, you keep holding up stuff that's right in front of me. We really are twins. We're going to have to go for some kind of cocktail.
I told you.
Next time I'm in LA.
Yes, or I get to come to Toronto.
Yes. Okay, so I also have the Super Stay Ink Crayon, and I've had this for a long time. Speaking of when things should be thrown out.
I was going to say, that's like 2019, girly.
And I'd also love to tell you what color it is, but it's that same shade of I'm too old and I can't read it. So you'll have to figure it out on the blog. This is an issue that I have with makeup, actually. Even the Rare Beauty, they're like, we're all for all ables of people. And I was like, but I can't read the shit. I literally am putting lip gloss on my eyelids because you put them in the exact same packaging. And it's such a similar looking formula. And actually, Maybelline does it too.
By the way, this is their blush in my lip kit. I thought this was a lipstick.
The Rare Beauty.
So
yeah, see?
Yeah.
Rare Beauty. Come
That's
on.
That's a weird.
Some of us can't see close up.
Okay. For lip stains, I love Clarins. Clarins has these lip stains that are awesome that you put on and they don't come off and they look so good and beautiful. Mm-hmm. I will show you this. Jouer. You guys know Jouer.
Yeah.
So
they're still around.
Yeah, they're still around. Right. They're kind of crushing it, I think. This is a really pretty color. This is Bare Rose. It's like an everyday for me. But they also have this mattifying stick so that if you put on a lipstick that you're not like super crazy about, you can like blot it with this stick and it mattifies the lips. See how it mattified? Mm-hmm. So you can literally, you know, take your dewy lipsticks and turn them matte.
It's a transformer.
I love that. You know, the designer, she's an American designer named Jill Stort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She came out with a makeup line.
Okay.
No one's heard of it. I am obsessed with it. Like, all the packaging is super kitschy and like gorgeous and cute. And like the lipstick has like a little mirror at the end of it with like all this decoration and her products. I think they're made in Japan and they're fantastic.
Okay. It's giving me Anna Sui vibes.
Total Anna Sui vibes. It's exactly it. Just a little bit more like less color, but like same kind of decorative. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it says like J there.
Yeah.
I just carry it because it says J. So everyone, I'm like, it's Jamie, but it's so good. It is so good. Oh, one other thing I wanted to tell you about lips, you know, is Clinical. Have you heard of them?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So they make this youth lip elixir. So if you're somebody that like, you're like, no matter what I do, no matter what I put on, no matter how I do it, my lips are always dry. They're always peeling. They're always thin. So they make this system. It's like their lip system. It's expensive, but it works, you guys. So if you've tried everything, try that. Mm-hmm. You put it on. There's like an exfoliation portion. The lip elixir I put on and it'll like just kind of nourish the lips. I do it at night sometimes and it makes just everything looks smoother and it gets rid of all that texture on your lips.
On the skincare tip, we want to know what's the moisturizer or serum that's in your kit that you're like, if someone's looking maybe a little tired, a little sallow, you grab this moisturizer and you know the makeup application is going to be flawless.
You guys are going to love this because this puppy is like $15, but it's my go-to at night if you need a refresh, and it's my go-to if the face has been like out for hours and maybe had a little alcohol, maybe, you know, maybe smoked a cigarette just because I was drinking alcohol, you know, one of those nights. It's the Weleda Skin Food, and it's inexpensive and it is thick, and I love it thick. It's thick and luscious and gorgeous. And it just will make your skin go from like from dull to vibrant and hydrated and plump. I love it so much. I was using it. I started using it every day on myself. And I was like, all right, I got to calm down because I need it to be my secret weapon. And so.
Right. And so do you put it all over?
Yeah. And I rub it in. I'll take like a, you know, a stone or a roller and I will rub it in and then I'll use my hands and just massage it in through the neck, through everything. Mm-hmm. And it is just like this greasy, thick, but it's unreal. And everyone that I've told to use it is like, this thing is insane.
Yeah. And the scent, I feel like you just get that spa moment and you feel better. It's a great like hangover remedy too, because you just feel so good
after. It really is.
All right. Well, thank you for letting us have a peek in your personal makeup bag.
Thanks for having me. And thanks for spreading the gospel and letting us, like even myself, like you guys talk about stuff that I'm like, oh, taking note, like need to write that down. So thanks for spreading the gospel on beauty.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast chat room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.